shadows grow. Six took the step, couldn't turn away. Now the dark is alive and it's here to stay. Voices rising cold as and it leaves you dry.
Hello all, this is Kuru, your favorite shopkeep. Last time on Out of the Abyss, our adventurers were fighting Bupido, who turned into an avatar of murder called Din Karazin. Hits given, hits taken, random potions drunk. They have fought hard, but will it be enough? Shookashack attempts to peer into the mind of Drogi, and this, my friends, is where we pick back up.
I'm gonna cast Detect Thoughts on Drogi.
Okay. Okay, I will be messaging you what you get.
You get back, holy shit, Kazad's so cool.
So that is going to be your turn, or are you wanting to do something else?
That was my action and my bonus action.
Okay.
I guess, I'm gonna grab, if it's alright, the grab stool, like, I'll just leave him there.
Yeah.
Eight. 10. Well, what the hell am I doing? My fault. 5, 10, 15, 25, 30. I was just started counting, bro.
So, no, bro, free speech. The day is infinite.
Free speech.
Yeah, we have the constitutional rights here.
For now.
I look to a shot towards everybody else. Well, I hate to say it, for guys, but this is a whole big setup right here.
I'm sorry,
that man
what?
Over yonder. That man over yonder is not the Drogi I knew.
Huh?
Almost like we've been set up.
Huh?
But on the enemy territory, we'd have a hell of a time trying to accomplish what we set out to do.
Ivan trusts him. Ivan trusts him. He's Shookashack. Ivan trusts him and looks at Drogi. So, who are you then?
I will say this though, he is shocked that we are doing as well as we are.
Can we deal with that after the death tyrant is taken care of?
Shuka, can you keep an eye on him and make sure he doesn't do anything while we continue fighting? Or do you think that, like, he wants us to kill this thing?
As soon as you start talking, he grabs Stool.
Hold on. Stool Network?
No!
Stool Network?
He was yelling it. End of Sugar Shack's turn. Warden.
Well,
see, D&D is like an onion. There's layers.
No, there.
Yeah, Layers is right here.
I like the foreshadowing. Nobody's going to attack the pet. Pet rules, unless they want to.
What do you do?
My actions.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking. I'm sure this thing's pretty good at con, but I need a con save as Warden taps the symbol of the Raven Queen that is engraved into her armor, and it starts to glow and pulse with this greenish, almost necrotic energy, and these wisps of light begin to circle around her in a 15-foot radius as I use Ferryman's Flame.
That is a 12.
That is a fail, thankfully. He cannot regain hit points.
Very well. Which is good, because next turn he would have healed.
Yep. I'm drinking with her. And he would have healed.
That's my bonus action.
Okay.
Loki was part of the network already, wasn't he? Regardless.
Yeah, he was.
And then I guess I'm going to attack him with disadvantage twice. But here. That's a 21 to hit. Unfortunately, I would have nat 20'd that, but...
Damn. You feel some kind of divine presence.
Huh?
You see a feather fall. And the nat 20 hits.
Oh! Yes! Divine smite.
Snake? You sure you're not a Yonti?
I mean...
I love that race.
Great race. 11 for the sword. And then... That'll be 68.
Sorry, species.
Oh, I'm laughing at me.
For the Divine Smite, because it's undead. And that's 22 radiant damage. For the first attack. And then I will... Do I still have disadvantage, like, for the second attack? Oh, I'm not afraid? Afraid anymore?
Not a prof?
Not afraid.
As soon as you reach out to the Raven Queen, it seems that that condition went away.
What do you sound like, a South Park Canadian? Not a fraud. Hi there, pal.
I don't have disadvantage.
I'm not a fraud.
But I... 16's not gonna...
16 doesn't hit, unfortunately.
But I did smack the ever-loving shit out of it.
It does now have the bloody condition.
Nice.
So,
Ivan is no longer looking at this thing. He is, like, fixated on Droki.
Yeah, Warden's still fixated on this thing.
Yeah.
Ivan is slowly getting more and more pissed off.
End of my turn. That was bonus action. Oh, shit. There was a extra 2d4 on that because I have Divine Favor up.
Ah, there you go.
Which is 4 extra radiant damage.
By the way, you hit him, right?
Death Tyrant? Yeah.
Yeah. Because I hit him with Guiding Bolt, the next hit on him had advantage.
Which would have canceled out the disadvantage that I had.
So we'll just say that is... Oh, what the fuck is going on? Oh, my internet. There we go. Yeah, we'll just say that's
second
one
attack,
of the
would my second
I'll say,
attack
yeah, go ahead and roll for your second attack.
Okay.
Roll the advantage.
Roll that again. That's a 25 to hit.
25 does hit.
Okay. That's going to be 7 damage. And we'll drop another first level Divine Smite on it, which is going to be 3d8 because it's undead. 14 plus a d4 from Divine Favor, which is an additional 1 for 15 total radiant damage.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, your two swings just start melting. Start of the, like, parts of its form and bones start to, yeah, start to just corrode off of it.
This is her job!
Player wise,
I rolled a 13 for detect thoughts.
Droki looks directly at you.
No, like for the
Oh, for the roll. Okay, yeah, you're good.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right, because you didn't push further. You're good. Okay. All right. So after Warden, the flesh would have consumed, or he would have consumed, but he cannot do that. So it is now Lairs' turn.
Lairs is going to unleash all his attacks that he can do because he has no more of his own, of his Battle Master points. All he can do is attack. That is a 6 plus 8, which does not hit. Second attack is a 15 plus 8, which will hit.
That hits.
The d10 plus 5. That is an 8 plus 5 for 14 points of damage. No, 13 points of damage.
Okay.
And that'll be the end of Lars's turn.
It is now its turn. It is going to target the three up front.
Okay.
We will start with Warden. All right, I need Warden, damn it, to succeed on a strength saving throw.
Damn it, because that's her go-to.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't have proficiency in that one, so I might fail. I do. That's a 6.
Oof.
Okay. He is going to pick you up.
Oh, yay.
15, 20. Didn't.
Oh, it is his turn. He takes fire damage.
That's right.
8, 7, 7.
Jesus.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 damage. Fire damage.
Didn't Warden get an advantage from Silvery Barbs?
Warden did get an advantage from Silvery Barbs. Yep.
And I did not use it.
Look at me playing three people coming in clutch.
20.
That saves. So you feel this grasp getting ready.
Good job.
Thank you.
Throw you into something and you succeed on it. The next one is going to be Lairs.
Okay.
Dex saving throw for Lairs.
Not what he is good at. Oh, no. It's a nat one.
Okay.
Oh no.
Your speed is halved for a minute. In addition, you cannot take reactions.
Oh well.
and you can either take an action or a bonus action on its turn, not both.
The best thing to put on a fighter to not have a good effect on him. Because Lairs is out of his shit. He has no more bonus actions. He only has actions. I mean, he has a healing, but he doesn't really need it. And plus, while in the code, he's not going to use it. And so, yeah. What a one to fail.
Okay.
Kazad. Oh, got hit by the slow rates?
Yep.
Kazad, wisdom save. Which is exactly what he's good at. No.
Kind of. He's better at charisma.
That's right.
He has a plus one, but he is proficient in wisdom. That's so good. He's plus four to it. And he rolled an 18 plus four.
That succeeds. God damn, y'all are doing real good on these. All right, he feels himself.
Except for Lairs.
Oh yeah, but out of six or nine rays that I've shot at y'all, I think one of them have hit. So
yeah, we got lucky. Kudos.
We just got lucky.
So yeah, Kazad is not scared of this thing, and he. He can't move.
The rod.
Yep. Yeah. Ivan.
Ivan is not paying attention to this thing anymore. The one thing Ivan has decided is that he would start to protect life. And now one of the creatures that he told he would protect and one that he said that he would take home is in danger by this person that Shuka has said is not Droki. And Ivan trusts Shuka Shack. He has given no reasons not to trust him. In fact, he has given every reason to be trusted. So as Ivan will start with a slow movement, just walking in slowly as he takes each step, the ground beneath him sizzles. As radiant energy starts to well up from his core. And the moment he bursts into a sprint, wings erupt from him, and he uses his flight speed and his movement speed to get up onto Droki, grabbing him by the throat and inflict wounds.
Oh, shit. Okay.
This is the thing, is that Ivan's has been renamed as unheal wounds. Every wound this Droki has ever experienced in his life will suddenly rupture and shatter open.
What's the save on it?
I'm going to roll.
True.
It's an 11. I should have rolled with dice.
You do have him.
Hold on. Stool, help action.
Stool, help action.
I am going to roll with dice, though, because fuck D&D. Does a 14 plus 7 hit?
Yes, it does.
This is going to be... Because I'm not just going to cast this with base level spell. No, this is going to hurt. I don't care if this thing only has 12 hit points. I'm going to obliterate him. I want him to experience every bit of damage. So it's going to be 4d10. I am going to roll 10. 4. 7. 9.
You watch as the form of what you guys have seen as Droki shifts. As you are grabbing him by the neck and inflicting these wounds, the space around you almost goes gray. The shifting and moving of this creature is unnatural. And then you're staring at yourself. And you hear, "It is time."
Oh, sorry. He also takes 3 radiant damage.
As Droki is no longer there, the form of him dissipates. But you did get a glimpse as to what he is. That was not Droki.
So is he still there or is he gone now?
He is gone.
As it disappears from Ivan's hands, he reaches over and catches Stool and turns back around. His eyes are not that same kind of like almost silver blue moonlight that he normally has. It is pitch black, like the new moon. There is no moon in sight. The radiant silver energy is now radiant black as he moves back towards the creature that you are all fighting.
I'm sorry. I'm back now.
And Flaffle, it is your turn.
So, while all this has been going on, Flaffle 2 has been staring Droki down this entire time because this was his first friend that he met here. And now he is wondering where his friend's at. He is beyond pissed. but also feels completely and utterly powerless. So tell you what,
I'm gonna roll a dice real quick. Okay,
the dice has spoken. For the sake of RP, Flaffle is not doing anything this turn. Flaffle is just kind of stuck in his own mind right now, like having a bit of an existential crisis where he does not know what to do.
That is the end of your turn. Kazaa.
Okay. Kazaa will now use his bonus action to get his spell slot back. He sees this kind of situation as a more serious, where he would like to say good on you, mate, to Ivan for dealing with a situation and protecting someone. He also understands that this is not a time to do that, so he will, in fact, attempt to strike this creature down. Is there a way he can... He is going to shift over here. Does he count for for flanking? Does the Duskbringer? Okay.
Yes, it does.
Okay, cool. All right, so...
Real quick, sorry to, like, break in. Can I change one thing about my action? Flaffle moves back over here. Also, well, no, the cannon's just sitting there now. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
It's all good. He swings with Duskbringer. That is a 19 plus 7.
Hits.
No, plus... Is it 7, Kazaa? Where the hell is Duskbringer? Yes, it is 7. Okay. So, that, and I am using a second level Divine Smite, so that is 4d8 plus the 2d8. Because you said once per turn I can do that, right? Okay, so... Alright. Okay, so... Wow, I got a lot of d8 to roll. Alright, this is for the primary Duskbringer attack. That is a 6 plus 4 for 10. Now here's the 2 for the Duskbringer. 4... And 3 for 7, so far 17. And then here's the 4 for the Divine Smite. 6. 1, so 7. 7, so 14. And an 8. So, how much was that all together?
22.
22 altogether?
How do you want to do this?
He looks the warden. And he... He almost... Knowing that warden deserves this kill. Warden is new. This is something warden has been... This trying to go after. Literally risking her... Or risking their life to end this creature. Kazaa will dash over... Put Duskbringer in her hand while still holding it, and together they will thrust it into the eye of this creature.
Can I add a divine smite to this?
Yes, you can, if you'd like.
Fuck yes. I'm gonna do it. It's my last spell slot, but it's an additional 3d8. 16.
The form of this creature... starts to shift, almost glitching. And you hear, I will be back. Don't you worry. The jaw drops. The whole body, the head of this thing drops.
Well, except for the eye.
The eye does not drop. It is stuck in place. And you guys have beaten Lupido.
As that was an intense final thing, just saying. The whole
as
moment.
As soon as he drops, The flesh retracts. The blood and ichor form back into the cocoon. And you hear coming from further within the tunnels. And that is where we will end the session. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Yes.
Share to all your friends. Give us some love.
Give them those comments.
Morbski got real pissed off in this game.
Engagement.
Hello, all. This is Kuru again. Now, I understand this was a shorter episode, but I do hope that you enjoyed it all the same. And we will see you next time in Out of the Abyss.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.